Oh, they'd be glad to see me. I'll be glad to see them.
I bet they are. That's wonderful. Then, does the shift robe and the armor look alike?
No, they don't look. Now, this is a shift robe here. See that?
Yeah.
Now, that big old tall armor, it's tall or something.
It's taller. Do they look? Do they both have the doors on
both
the front?
Both doors, two doors in the front. Some of them glass doors. You run across some people got them with glass doors. But this one, I left with my son. He's not glass doors. That's wooden doors.
I see.
That's all.
Now, then the real difference in them is that the armor is bigger.
Ooh, he's a big one. I don't know if he could get in that door there. He could get in that low door down there. But he couldn't get through that big old armor.
Is there anything that just has drawers in it that doesn't
have...
He's got two drawers.
See, he's just like this repository. This is a drawer here, halfway. That's a drawer. Pull out.
Pull that one out. I see. Well,
chickens. They're good chickens up there.
Another piece of furniture that you might put your clothes in.
That's a chest of drawer, to call that.
Yes, I see. Oh, who's that a picture of?
That's where I moved from. That's the lady where I moved from. She sold all her property to Mr. Butler about there. That's a old lady. She wasn't old then when she had a picture made, because you can look at it and see. That was a woman. She's named Henrietta Adam, but I don't know what she named. That's Henrietta Adam's mama. Now, she wearing her clothes good. Way back yon in them times, just wearing them good-looking clothes.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty dress.
I don't know her, but I just got that picture out of the house after she passed. And I just got her mama picture to take care of it.
I see, then she wasn't a member of your family.
No. She wasn't a member of my family.
All right. Have you ever heard of a bureau?
Bureau?
Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
Now, is it different from a chest of drawers?
A bureau? Now, it's a... Let me see. Now, I ain't never had none, but I see other people with them. It made a little different. It got glass to it, but it made a... Rest my different than a dresser. Now that's my mama's there. That's my mama's there.
Now that's a dresser.
That's a dresser. See how it is? Mm-hmm. I varnish it black.
It's pretty.
Dude, I like it.
Sit down to that, wouldn't you?
So you sit down
to
put that.
To fix your hair.
That's right.
What's that I see under there?
That's an iron. Well, we used to iron. We used to iron, you know. I got two. I had three. See, we put our clothes on the iron board. We get a wide board and put our clothes, starch them and take them in, put them on the board and take this iron.
How'd you heat your iron?
To the fire, wood fire in the half. They get hot too, and the iron's so good.
How could you tell when they were hot enough?
Spit
on your finger and
that's
touch
right.
It.
That's right. He'd say, ow, ow, ow. You can tell when it's hot. Then I'd break some pine. Not pine. Cedar.
Cedar?
Rub it on. Rub the iron on to clean it.
Oh, is that what you used to clean the iron?
That's right. Cedar.
Wonder why that was good.
Just it was good for the clean iron on.
Cedar
tree.
Did it give your clothes a good smell, too?
Sure did. Have you ever seen them?
Just at a distance, really. Never at one up close.
Ooh, I used to iron so much with them.
Did you ever hear those called a warming iron?